Spain is one European country that employs a lot of foreign migrant workers. A lot of them work in agriculture. Well, it's been a bit rough lately for Spain's agricultural sector. One big problem is the falling price of olive oil. Spain is the world's largest olive oil producer, and while low prices may be good for consumers, the drop is a serious threat to the survival of many Spanish olive growers. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Tortosa, Spain.
The new olives are barely beginning to show on grower Manel Yesa's 15,000 trees. Harvest isn't until next winter. Yesa says he should have a crew of workers here now pruning, but he can't afford it. He says our biggest problem is the cost of labor. The more mechanized your operation is, the better to reduce costs. But still, we struggle. We're down to just 2 employees. We used to have up to 9 during off times to prune the trees. It's not that hiring more workers would cut into Yesa's profits. There are no profits, he says. It costs Yesa about $3 to make 1 liter of oil, but the handful of olive oil middlemen or wholesalers pay just $2.50. With every liter, he loses 50 cents.
Yo no quiero hacerme rico. Yo lo que quiero es trabajar y vivir.
I don't want to get rich, he says. I just want to survive. And if it costs me $3 or $3.50 to produce the olive oil, the price should be $4. In this way, we could all get by. Right now, the situation is abysmal. The consumer wants cheap products, he says, and that's what we're forced to give them. Forced to, he says, by a small group of wholesalers serving a handful of giant supermarket chains. At a supermarket in Barcelona called Caprabo, olive oil sells for as little as $2.50 a liter. Because Spaniards use olive oil in just about everything, from dressing salads to frying fish, stores use it as a so-called hook product, a cheap staple that draws consumers in so that they buy other stuff too. This shopper, a middle-aged woman named Maria Pilar Fernandez, says she knows that olive growers are suffering. It's always the wholesalers who make the money, she says. Spain's main olive oil wholesalers and supermarkets either declined or didn't respond to interview requests. But Stanka Becheva, with Friends of the Earth, an environmental group that defends small-scale farming, says the dynamic in Spain's olive oil market isn't unique in Europe.
The whole food chain is mostly controlled by only few processors, and they are setting the prices. If you look in Europe, we have around 30 million farmers. And at the same time, we have only few processors and retailers who are negotiating with the farmers the prices. It's not a monopoly, but only few of them can set the prices, and that's the problem.
Becheva says Europe needs to change its agriculture policy to promote local processing and selling. Such efforts exist via cooperatives like this one in Tortosa. Here in the co-op supermarket, farmers like Yesa can sell their olive oil and actually earn a little. Their market, people who consciously support local growers. Josep Estrada is the co-op's director. He says the growers bring me the oil and I sell it here at the co-op for $4 a liter. But that's only 10 to 15% of the production. The rest I have to sell in bulk to the wholesalers. Estrada says earnings from the co-op only cover the organization's administrative costs and nothing more. He says the wholesalers and supermarkets err by thinking only of the consumer.
A mí el proveedor no me importa nada. A mí mi meta es el consumidor.
The producer, the farmer, we matter nothing to them, he says, until we die all together. And if that happens, they'll just get their olive oil from Latin America, South Africa, or India, because they produce more cheaply. Out in farmer Manel Yesa's olive orchard, Yesa points towards the Spanish countryside. He says it's not just millions of jobs that are at stake. Just look around at the fields where they're not working the land anymore, he says. The grass is all grown up. Here in the summer, it is very hot and dry, 100 degrees and not a drop of rain. If this brush catches fire, he says, it'll reach all the way to Tortosa, consume this entire valley, and you'll lose the entire sector. And here you can't do anything else but grow olives, he says. It's the only tree that can withstand the climate. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Tortosa, Spain.
You can see video of the olive grove Jerry visited, where some of the trees are more than 1,000 years old. That's at theworld.org.